пройдет, мне рассказал старый шаман у древних скал.
You are listening to WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's the next episode of the Piggy Bank. I should never say that again. This is the Piggy Bank on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. Happy, what is this, Tuesday, May 5th. It does not feel like May, 2026. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. What was that intro? I should never do it again. Oh, I've got a great show on tap for y'all this week. We're doing a self-indulgent show this week. Maybe even next week. We got two shows left here in the spring semester. I'll be back in the summer, and I'll do it in the summer as well, this show. But we've got to focus on now. It's last week of classes. We got finals next week. So I'm just going to be very self-indulgent the next couple weeks. Still going to talk about the history of the music, though. We'll step away from metal for a bit. We're heading right out of the gate here with Paranoid Android and Exit Music for a Film off of Radiohead's album, OK Computer. It's very good. It's a very good album. One of the best of all time, in my opinion. Third studio album from English rock band legends Radiohead, released 21st of May, 1997, recorded in their rehearsal space in Oxfordshire and a historic mansion within St. Catherine's Court in Bath between 1996 and early 1997. This is like when they started distancing themselves from like their guitar-centered, lyrically introspective style from the Bends, and this one they get more abstract, densely layered sounds, electronic influences, etc. It's just a great time, so enjoy.
Stop the noise, I'm trying to get some. Wake from your sleep. The drying of your tears. Today we escape. We escape. Pack and get dressed before your father hears us. Before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
And that is Radiohead with Exit Music for a Film and Paranoid Android off their album, OK Computer. Man, that album, man. I know, I'm not it's not a hot take by any means, but it is very good. Coming up next, we're going to get into some Pink Floyd with Time and Us and Them off of their album, The Dark Side of the Moon. One of my favorite little, I guess you could say, conspiracy theories from this album is related to, it's called The Dark Side of the Rainbow conspiracy theory. It's just the idea that it was like in the 1990s, this came up. It was discovered that basically, if you play The Dark Side of the Moon alongside the film, The Wizard of Oz, you had these moments that appeared synchronously, which suggested intentionality, like Dorothy beginning to jog at the lyric, "No one told you when to run" during Time, which we're going to play here, balancing on a fence, tightrope style during the balance on the biggest wave during Breathe, and putting her ear to the Tin Man's chest as the album's closing heartbeats are heard. The band basically has already said this is just like a coincidence. They literally just said this is not like, if you do this with anything, it will find a way to work. The point being, yeah, okay, there's coincidences, but that's it. It's just a fun little conspiracy theory I like to think about every once in a while, though. Yeah, anyway, here's Pink Floyd with Dark Side of the Moon.
song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
and that. Oh, that was a random call. It's probably spam. That was Pink Floyd with Time and Us and Them off their album, The Dark Side of the Moon. Off a really good album. I mean, again, not a hot take by any means. I just am very self-indulgent with the music nerd inside of me today. Coming up next, we're getting into Black Country New Road with The Place Where He Inserted the Blade and Basketball Shoes off their album. Stumbling over my words. Ants from Up There. It is a rough day for me. Ants from Up There. It's a good album. Place Where He Inserted the Blade is this like flute-led track. It's like these, it's about just like reciprocation and a gentle feelings related to like trust and vulnerability, in relationships. It's just so good. On the other hand, you get to a song like Basketball Shoes. It's the closing track. It's like 12 minutes. It's post-rock epic. It's just good. Simple as that. I don't know how else to say it. Anyway, enjoy.
A few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours. Try to make lunch for anyone else. In my head, I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning. Show me the place where he inserted the blade. I'll praise the Lord, burn my house. Chicken, broccoli, and everything.
tug that's between us, that long string, Concord bound to in my evening, the good hunter's guide to a bad night, darling, I'll spoil it myself, thanks, you're leaving, well, I tried just to stroke your dreams better, but darling, I know.
defines the night as such a home for us. Sticking sex and leaves no trace of love at every market town that we intersect. I die like 15 times. The dark blue stem brings me to their breath.
And it's
And that is Black Country New Road with Basketball Shoes and the place where he inserted the blade off of their album, Ants. Ants from Up There. I don't know why. We keep getting the same call. I apologize for the background noise. Coming up next, we're getting into Nirvana with Smells Like Teen Spirit and Come As You Are off their album, Nevermind.
And that was Nirvana with Smells Like Teen Spirit and Come As You Are off of their album Never Mind. We got about 45 seconds here before top of the hour. Actually, 40 seconds till top of the hour. Coming up next, we got a couple great tunes coming up at the end here. We got some Beatles, Neutral Milk Hotel, King Crimson, just a bunch of really good music coming here at top of the hour of this program here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park. You're listening to The Piggy Bank with Brandon Appleton. Coming up next at noon, we do have Winning Time, hosted by Jack Wynn. And then later on at 2 o'clock, we'll have Employees Must Wash Hands, hosted by Jay Cohen and DJ Seb. Over in the FM studio at noon, Crash Course, hosted by Pilot Down. And then later on at 5 o'clock,